Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Tuesday. And we're going to go ahead and kick off this NBA season right. We got Boston and Philly playing right now. Boston up 17-15 in Boston. Tight game. Not the best played, as you might expect, team.
Good.
A little bit rusty
under 215
early on. And, yeah. But anyway, it's time for Rob and I to make our NBA preseason predictions.
Oh, we love that theme music. We wish it came back.
But have you ever heard the tape of John Tesh calling his answer machine and doing this tune, Chris?
No, I have not heard it.
So John Tesh is the one who composed this. He's at a party or something, and this comes into his head. He calls his answer machine and he goes like he starts to put the beat.
Because he wants to remember this for the NBA.
Wow. It is unbelievable, and he's the one who wrote this.
It's like Jay-Z Elton John, John Tesh, like all on the same level in terms of, you know, creating music.
He used to be a news anchor in New York and Entertainment Tonight. Do you remember him?
I remember him on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, John Tesh.
I just need like ESPN or NBC whoever else, TNT, to just buy the rights to this song and make it their official theme song.
I know.
It doesn't get any better than this one.
When this was on NBC and they had the NBA,
right?
It was as good as it gets. With
it was
Jordan,
awesome.
Ahmad Rashad.
Pat O'Brien?
Pat O'Brien, yes, P.O.B. He was the sidelines.
He was with CBS, no, Pat O'Brien.
He was with CBS?
He did some NBC,
Ahmad Rashad did NBC.
Didn't they?
No, but O'Brien, I thought, was the play-by-play. Pat O'Brien.
Who?
Pat O'Brien.
Marv Albert was on NBC. It was Marv Albert.
Did he do
Matt
all the games?
Yes, it was Marv.
We'll have to look it up. But either way, point
Rob
is, this song is great. Rob's like, I know my sports media broadcasting history.
Come on, man.
I don't know that. We'll see. I'm Googling it right now.
All right.
Nah,
so in any event,
taking your word for it.
It is the official Odd Couple preseason predictions. Now, again, these picks were in before these games started tonight. The problem is because of the Daniel Snyder news, we had to push it off an hour. But these picks are locked in. They are already in the memory bank. Not going anywhere. Right now, though, we're going to get it started by getting your Eastern Conference. I don't need your whole playoff pick. I just need Eastern Conference championship final round predictions. Who's going to be in there? Who do you think comes out of the East?
Chris,
we'll start with Chris.
Well, Rob, I think probably to nobody's surprise, I am picking Milwaukee to get to the conference finals. But guess against who? My theme this year, redemption. Redemption for Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, and Kyrie Irving. So I got the Nets making the conference finals against Milwaukee. And that might sound bizarre to people, but look, every team's got questions in the East, as good as they are. Boston's got to deal with the unsavory departure of Ime Udoka, its head coach, who did a great job with them last year. Philadelphia. James Harden, what's he going to be in the playoffs? Is he not washed, but is he not quite the player he used to be? Cleveland's obviously young. And so, Rob, I got the Nets and Milwaukee. You want my pick of
no, that's it.
Who, Rob G, who wins?
Just the East, yeah.
No, I know. Who wins this series?
Sure.
All right, I got the Nets. I think the Nets match up really well with Milwaukee. And I think if they're fully healthy, that they'll beat the Bucks. You remember a couple years ago, Rob, when they weren't healthy and they still took them to seven.
Yep.
Kyrie got it. First Harden was injured. Then Kyrie got injured. Then Harden came back playing on half a leg. And they still almost beat him in seven. I think with Simmons, who can guard Giannis probably as well as can be, you know, you can guard him. I think that I like the Nets, so I got the Nets reaching the finals, believe it or not.
Rob Parker, your picks in the Eastern Conference.
All right, I got the Nets over the Celtics, and I'm with Chris on this. It is about redemption. You got three guys there who all are playing for something. All three of them have something to play for. Kevin Durant for his good name, to get people to feel better about him after all the nonsense. And he wanted a trade and all that. Kyrie's playing for a contract. And for him to reinstate his name as a great point guard in the league and somebody you want, and he's got to be on his best behavior and no nonsense, you know, because this could cost him, Chris, if there's a flare-up.
Absolutely.
And Ben Simmons is too young to not think that he can't bounce back and play great. He's young. He's got a whole career ahead of him. So I think those three guys right there, I like a lot. And I know everybody's easy to like maybe push the Celtics off because of, you know, not having a coach. But that team has talent too. So I'm, you know, unless the coach messes it up, the NBA is about players not as much as it is about coaches. Even though coaches matter, I still like the Celtics. I like what they did a year ago. Chris, they'll be a year older with some experience under their belt. But I think the Nets are just better than them, the whole roster, if they're healthy. So I'm going to go with the Nets over the Celtics.
Yeah, the Nets are clearly the most talented team on paper in the East.
Even
now, I'm a bit concerned.
Even some of the pickups this offseason.
Oh, no. Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris is back. They got a squad. I'm worried about a little bit about what's between the ears. I'm not going to lie.
No,
and
you
Steve
should be.
Nash is clearly not the greatest coach. Hopefully he's learned something. But I like you said, those three, they have to restore their good names. Let's just keep it real. Right? They all do. And I think if they got pride like that, they'll come out there and put their best foot forward.
All right. I think you guys can agree, though. I don't think there's any team in the league that has a higher range of outcomes than the Brooklyn Nets.
No, I agree. It can implode.
It can implode in November, or they can win the championship. I don't think we would be shocked either way.
Sean in Sacramento just tweeted, and I didn't notice. He said that John Tesh dated Oprah Winfrey at one point.
Okay.
Okay,
that's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact.
We move on now to the Western Conference.
Thanks, Sean.
Rob, you'll get a start here. Tell us who you got playing in the conference finals and who you got coming out of the West.
All right, I'm going off the grid. I know everybody's, of course, going to pick the Golden State Warriors. They won the championship last year and think everything will be good. I think they get derailed by Draymond Green's podcast. They get derailed. I'm going with the Grizzlies. I know, yes, the Grizzlies after their run last year. I'm picking the Grizzlies and the Los Angeles, sorry, Rob G, Clippers, the Clip Joints. Chris, I just talked about the Nets roster. Have you seen the Clippers roster? Again, they got to stay healthy, but I love that roster. I love that John Wall, this is his redemption year. He hasn't played in a year and a half, Chris. Another guy who adds something. If he embraces that spot coming off the bench and is good with it, and we saw the Clippers 2 years ago, Ty Lue is a tremendous coach, got them to the Western Conference Finals without
Kawhi,
and I just like what they have. So I'm going to pick the Clippers over the Grizzlies in the Western Conference.
Clippers are certainly tough, but I am going with them to get to the Western Conference Finals. Obviously, they have to stay healthy, but they got a squad on paper. There is no doubt about it, and I like you, am looking for John Wall to really have a nice bounce back year. Rob, he's in a contract year, too.
He's playing
and
for something, Chris.
He's young, still relatively young, and you know, has had his career derailed by injuries. So he could have several years left in the league if he plays well this year and can get another contract. So I like the Clippers getting there against Golden State. You talk about a roster. My gosh. I mean, the defending champs already. Andrew Wiggins just going to be better. And then he was last year, and he was very good last year, especially in the playoffs. That confidence, he settled in as that third or fourth guy, whatever you want to call him. Jordan Poole, I think he'll be fine. I think him and Draymond will be fine. Draymond kind of playing for what is his future going to look like in
you
the
mean,
league or with
his
the
new
Warriors?
Team?
Maybe, but he needs the ball either way. And then the young boys. Wiseman can ball, long, athletic, runs the floor. Moses Moody, and then Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga might be a future star. Like they got a squad. They got a roster. I think Klay's gonna be better coming back. Now he's back off injury for had a full off season to rehab. I think he'll be better. So I do like the Warriors against the Clippers. And I'm going with the Warriors. And so I got the Warriors meeting the Nets in a made-for-Hollywood final.
Yes.
Kevin Durant against the Warriors. Oh, my gosh.
That would be something.
That would be nice. Yeah.
We'll get your championship picks here in a second. But before we do that, I get the MVPs out. And, Rob, it's funny you brought up the Draymond podcast. You know he's got a docuseries coming out about his preseason, including the punch heard around the world?
Really?
Draymond right? Creating content
why
for everybody.
Yeah, but
right.
I don't
he did that to create content.
That
all
should right. be in there.
Let me get, before we get there, your finals prediction, I know who you guys are in it, but I don't know who wins it. First,
I don't know if I like that.
Let's get your...
I don't like it. That's what I just said, Chris. Yeah, I don't like it either.
The new media, baby. Let's get your MVP picks before your championship picks. Start with you, Chris.
I am going... I think he's like sixth, maybe, or in the odds, maybe fifth. Ja Morant.
Wow.
Rob, I do think Memphis might have the best record in the West.
They could, Chris. They could.
Yep. And obviously, he's the star. He has to stay healthy. But if they do have the best record, even maybe second best, Rob, he's going to obviously be their leading scorer, leading assist guy. Spectacular. I think Ja has a great chance. So I'm picking Ja.
I'm going with the old dog, Kevin Durant, Chris, who's just has to be on a mission to play his best basketball, stay healthy. He was having an MVP-type season through the first 30 games or whatever. I can't remember when he got hurt. What was that, in December? Maybe first 25 games or whatever.
And he pretty much always does. You know, right. Like he's just perennially
He's always perennial. Yeah. And I just think with everything that went on, how do you take the egg off your face, Chris, and get your name out of people's mouths is by putting together an MVP season. And I think if he does that and leads the Nets to the championship, whether they win or lose, but leads them there, I think that talk about Kevin Durant will go the other way.
Let me ask you this. Any concern? You know how it works a lot of times. I mean, he's got certainly one other star with Kyrie who's going to put up big numbers. And then Ben Simmons, you know, probably won't have huge numbers, but he's a very good player. So, do you worry about that, you know, kind of hurting his chances at all?
Only reason I don't is because I think people are down on him. He's been downgraded in some people's eyes, Chris, after the playoffs last year. And I think if he plays, goes back to his level, people will appreciate that and give him credit for doing that, fighting his way back.
All right.
Rob predicting a 2008 Kobe Bryant type run there for Kevin Durant this season.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Demands a trade, gets to the finals, wins
right.
MVP. All right,
that's
the moment
right.
we've
and
all been waiting
tattoo.
For. That's right. Moment we've all been waiting for. Your NBA champion predictions. Rob's got the Clippers and the Nets. Chris got the Warriors and the Nets. Who's winning it all, Chris? Tell me who and why.
You know, this is a tough one because if the Nets get to the finals, I mean, that means they're balling, right? That means the chemistry's there. That means they've been well coached. It means that, you know, they are clicking with all that talent that they're clicking on all cylinders. That said, Golden State, back-to-back champions, fifth ring for Steph Curry and the crew. I got Golden State. I think that their style of play would be difficult for the Nets to guard. And so I got Golden State over Brooklyn in an epic NBA Finals.
And I'm going with the team that Chris and I both covered as beat reporters. We both were New Jersey Nets beat writers. They're now the Brooklyn Nets. And sorry, Knicks fans. The next NBA champion from New York will be from the borough of Brooklyn, and it will be the Nets, and they will have some sort of parade in that city to celebrate the Brooklyn Nets.
There it is, the official 2022-2023 Odd Couple NBA predictions. Take it to the bank.
All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. What are your NBA predictions? Who's your champion and who's your MVP? That's what we want to know from you. That's next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your NBA picks. Who's the champion? Who do they beat in the finals? And who's your MVP?
All right. I know I butcher his name every single time. Is it Benito? Biento. I always say Biento from Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Biento?
Yeah, Mr. Ron Parker, is Biento.
I got it. Biento. I know I was going to botch it. Biento. I got it. I got you. Biento.
Yeah, of course. What's up, Chris Messiah?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, these picks that y'all got, I don't understand this love affair with the Nets that failed 3 years in a row. And Kevin
Have they
Durant.
Been healthy the 3 years?
They have.
I get the skepticism,
but the talent is undeniable.
Why can't Kevin Durant, the leader, lead them to a playoff win against a good team?
Do you remember when he stepped on the line in the series against Milwaukee in Game 7?
But they lost, Rob. They lost.
Look, I get the skepticism. I mean, I'm going out on a limb. Them boys are cuckoo.
All right, who you got, Miami? What's your pick?
What's your pick?
3 years in a row. What was that?
That's your pick?
No. I got the Bucks beating the Sixers to come out of the East.
Okay.
And then I got the Clippers beating Memphis to come out of the West.
Oh, you following so me, got, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So
I
who's
got
your
the
champ?
Bucks and the Clippers, and I got the Bucks winning it all. They should have won it last year.
Really? Not really.
I don't think so.
A chalk pick, but that's not bad.
All right. That's cool.
Who's your MVP? He gives MVP?
No.
Okay, he's gone.
Hey, Mickey in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Driving home. All right, so this year, I think it's going to be the year of 60 to 65, and I don't mean wins. I mean, I think all the aging superstars aren't going to be playing any more than 60 to 65 games. I think it's going to be
It was
more
like
more
that
fun.
Last year, pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be even more so this year just because it's catching on like crazy, unfortunately. But that's how I think the Warriors end up repeating going with Mr. Broussard. So I got the Warriors beating the Clippers. I got the Sixers beating the Nets. And my MVP, I'm going with Embiid. But I think he's finally going to pull one out and get the MVP.
Yeah, I almost went with Embiid. But I do think, you know, Rob, in the playoffs last year, he averaged only 23 points a game. And you know why that is. I mean, Harden's there now.
Right.
So I thought about
his numbers
going with Embiid, but yeah, his numbers are going to go down. So, I mean, yeah, if they finish with the number one seed, Rob, he could get it, right? But if they don't, I don't think his numbers are going to be what they were. And so that's why I ended up not going with him.
That's sound. Thinking there because his numbers will definitely be different.
Right.
Omar in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Omar? What you got?
Yo, who am I talking to?
What do you mean, who you talking to? What show
you
did called you
call? Us. We didn't call you.
I thought Chris and Rob were on vacation and this was a recording because they make the same NBA picks every year for the last 2 years.
No, we're here. We had a little vacation time this summer.
It's
that's
a rerun from the last 3 years with Brooklyn Nets every year. We have
picked Brooklyn. You are right about that. Yes. I didn't pick Golden State last year.
Who do you got? Who do you have then, Omar? Who you
play picking? It back because it's the same every year.
Who you got? Golly. He didn't even want to make a pick. He just wanted to rip us.
He just wanted to rip on us. We know it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, Chris, but right. Not now. Later on.
Not yet. Somebody, Rob, to that point, Embiid, yeah, it's first game, but midway through the second quarter, Embiid 5 points, James Harden 16.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man?
We're good, man. We're good. And lots to get to. Now, you obviously, as I said, were Executive of the Year. You know what it's like to work with owners. You know them well. How surprised are you that Jim Irsay comes out and says there's merit to seeking to get rid of Daniel Snyder as an owner? That's stunning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you saw the comments by Roger Goodell afterwards that he kind of, you know, said he wasn't surprised, but I think there may be something personal between those two. I'm not sure. I think any time you can speak as a group, their strength in numbers, that's what Roger Goodell wants. He doesn't want anybody going out kind of on their own and making the comments that Jim Irsay has made. I think he's done that a little bit in the past, too. So a little bit of a wild card, a little bit of a want to get my thoughts out there. I don't think he's speaking for the whole league. I don't think he's speaking for the investigation. There's still a lot of things that are up in the air and ongoing with regard to the Washington investigation, that's for sure.
What do you make of Tom Brady going to Bob Kraft's wedding during the season, not flying with the team, not doing the walkthrough? You know, he had the 11-day hiatus to go on vacation with his family. He doesn't practice every Wednesday. Are you surprised by this? Because Brady claimed that he had missed everything over the last 21 years, you know, funerals and weddings and babies being born and all this. And he just seems to be like he's not all the way in. What do you make of it?
I don't really love it, but I understand it. I mean, here's a man that's paid Tom Brady, what, about $300 million over his lifetime. So I get it. He wants to pay his respects. I just think if you're in the NFL this day and age, like you said, you've got to be all in. I don't like it. I think it sends the wrong message in that, you know, other players can pick other times to miss certain things. I think that is part of the reason that, you know, Tom is probably in the position he's in, is that, like you said, he's passed on all these things in the past, and now he feels the need to attend. I think you're probably seeing the, you know, Tom's time in the NFL coming to an end just based on some of the actions and the other things that have affected his preparation on the field. Now, I'm not saying Tom doesn't work at it. That's not it. It's just that I think the commitment, there's a lot other things in life that he probably wouldn't have considered for the last 20 years, but now he's considering them.
And let me just say this, Chris, quick. Bill Belichick has been with Robert Kraft for a long time as well. He didn't go to the wedding, you know what I mean? Like, he's coaching.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's probably, you know, I don't think Tom probably thought that deeply about it. I think he's at a point in his career where I think he thinks he can kind of do what he wants. And, again, I don't like the message, but I understand why he did it, that's for sure.
Randy, Rob did his power rankings today. It's top five in the league. And they're really, to me, they're really like three teams playing really top flight football. I would say Buffalo, Kansas City, and Philadelphia. And then the majority of the league is kind of in this scrum of mediocrity, which, you know, the league always wants parity, and they certainly have it. One, do you like this for the fans? And two, do you why do you think this is the case that we have so much parity / mediocrity?
Well, the league definitely wants that. They want as many teams involved in a race for as long as they can. I think it is good for the game. There are some teams, and I don't disagree with Rob's rankings, that have stood out. Obviously, Philadelphia, to me, is the best team in the NFC. I think, you know, with Buffalo and Kansas City having just met, obviously, they're the flavor of the month. I get it. I don't disagree. I think they are the best. I think the teams like the Giants, like Minnesota, their record, the Chargers, they're 4-2, they're 5-1, but nobody's really buying them yet. You know, right. Even the Jets at 4-2, nobody's buying that. So I do think that there's a pretty good distance between the haves and the have-nots. And then the mediocre teams really haven't identified themselves all the way. So it just seems like it's a jumbled mess right now.
Yeah, it is definitely. And what's going on in Green Bay? I mean, obviously they're not – the offensive line is horrible. The receivers, they had six drops on Sunday. We remember that. What was that other game? In Minnesota, the rookie dropped a 75-yard bomb, you know, to start the game.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know. Aaron Rodgers needs to play better, but the line is not that good. What do you make of what's going on in Green Bay? Because they seem out of sorts.
Yeah, I think they're definitely out of sorts. I always think there, and I ask myself, even after they win certain games, I say, why aren't they running the ball more? But I understand if they've got some issues up front, but they've got two really good running backs that almost can right. create their own plays in their own space. I never feel like they pay attention to those guys enough. The other thing is, I think teams are just getting to know each other now. We've got a trade deadline coming up in 2 weeks. Wouldn't surprise me at all if the Packers went out and got another receiver. I don't think those receivers are going to improve a lot during the season. I just think that it just takes time. It's a long learning curve for those young receivers, and they just don't have the firepower that I think they need to make a run deep into the playoffs. So I would hope they're considering that. Maybe they'll go out and find a way to get an OBJ or something like that for the stretch run. But I think they definitely have to be looking to shake the tree of any type of a playmaker, especially on the perimeter on offense.
Randy, we got about a minute for your next or last answer. Lamar Jackson started off the season maybe playing the best football of his career. And obviously he struggled lately, particularly with fourth quarter turnovers. What do you make of how he's playing? And is it possible? I mean, obviously it's early, but is it possible he's costing himself money?
Well, I think they've kind of determined, Chris, what they're going to pay him. I don't think his performance this year is going to change that. I don't think all of a sudden the Ravens...
Good or bad. Great or...
Yeah, good or bad. Okay. That's right. Good or bad. I think it is what it is. But I do think this, and they got rid of Hollywood Brown, and Hollywood Brown's numbers maybe aren't as reflective of the effect he had on their offense. Now you see him sign the receiver.
Jackson.
DeSean Jackson, yep.
Yeah. I've always been a believer in this. Even if you don't throw them the ball, they have to defend you differently when that kind of speed, and they're missing that on offense. So teams are ganging up on the run. We saw the Giants kind of gang up on them last week. You know, they had the formula, and I think some teams are following that. They're making them throw the ball, and they're stopping the run. So I think a speed guy on the perimeter does loosen things up. We'll see if that has an effect. I just think people are figuring out Lamar a little bit and that offense, and it's not really on Lamar altogether. It's on the whole offense, and they've got to find a way to make some adjustments. It's like these batters at the plate, right? Pitchers make adjustments, then hitters have to make adjustments. Well, the Ravens have to make some more adjustments.
All right. That's Randy Mueller. We appreciate the knowledge, Randy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Yep. See you. Is Rob still feeling good about his Padres-Yankees World Series prediction?
Yes, I
am. Yankees skin by barely by the hair on their chinny chin chin.
I wouldn't say 5-1 in a winner take all game is by your chinny chin chin.
It was winner take all though. That's what I mean. Now we'll get into all that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I need a cold shower.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and the Breeders' Cup World Championships are coming to iconic Keeneland November 4th and 5th. Do not miss the world's best thoroughbreds as they race for their share of a $31 million purse plus awards. Visit BreedersCup.com to watch all the action live on November 4th and 5th. Rob, you predicted Yankees-Padres in the World Series. You're alive.
How I'm you alive feeling? Big time. I feel you great. Are.
Astros obviously looking good, though.
No, the Astros are going to be a problem, Chris, but it becomes like this. At some point, you have to be able to get rid of the demons. Like, that's what it was for the Padres to finally beat the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers beat them 14 out of 19 times during the regular season. Chris, they've owned the Padres. And the Astros are beating the Yankees, but it's not like they beat them in 7 games. They beat them in 6 games.
No, they don't own them.
It's not like that.
Right.
They don't own them.
Right.
They've beaten them, but they don't own the Yankees. And I think, you know, if the Yankees can steal game one, Chris, coming off the short, right, they got to play tonight, and they have to be able to fly to Houston tonight, right, after the game, and play tomorrow. I mean, the Astros should win game one, you know, just because of all the stuff that the Yankees have to do.
Yeah, you'll be like, why
if
not?
If they are able to beat Verlander, they got a in big advantage. Game one,
right.
I mean, that would be huge. And all they need to do is take one in Houston. It's going to be tough, but I think there's something about this team that's a little different. They had their rough patch, Chris. They're not steamrolling over anybody, but they had a chance to let that young team from Cleveland beat them when they choked down that game on Saturday. Yep. I told you before, remember we were talking about the record? The Yankees were 167-0 in games where they had a 2-run lead or more going into the ninth inning, and they coughed it up. They could have lost Sunday in Cleveland, Chris, and it could have been all over, right? A choked down season. Like the Mets, like the Dodgers, and they bounce back. And so I'm still feeling good about my pick of the Yankees against the Astros and the Padres, Chris, the pitching. Yu Darvish is pitching tonight in game one, and he's dealing. He is a stud. Now, the Phillies have Wheeler, who's also a great pitcher, great number one.
Right.
Phillies have been unbelievable, a hot team. But I love the Padres pitching and the way it lines up. I really, really do. I think that's going to be the reason. And, Chris, does this not remind you of the Washington Nationals after they lost Bryce Harper, you remember? And then the next year they went and they upset the Dodgers and won the World Series that year?
Right.
And the Padres losing Tatis. Right. You remember that?
Yep.
And then the Padres lost Tatis Jr.
Right.
The Braves won without Acuna last year. He was their star.
Right. That's so interesting, isn't it?
Baseball, right?
Right. And that's different than any other sport. Yeah. I mean,
any other
obviously,
if you lose your big guy,
you can't lose your quarterback. And I mean, obviously Philly did it without Wentz, but Wentz wasn't yet a superstar.
Right.
But yeah, it's not going to happen most likely in football and certainly not basketball, not to win it all. You know, that's interesting. I don't know, man. If I was an owner, I'd think about that.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
If they win and then they get Tatis back next year with the team they have, remember, they went for it. They made the biggest trade in baseball history, Chris, when they gave up six players, some top-notch, you know, draft picks.
Right.
It's a little different from the NBA, like draft picks. These are guys who have to work their way up through the minor leagues, and, you know, they're rated as the number one prospect, and they gave up six top picks that would have come up in years gone by, ahead. But they wanted Soto now. And then if they win now, Chris, and Soto doesn't bounce back, do you really sign them to $500 million? I don't know. Think about that. If you win this year,
you're already paying several other guys. That's the thing.
Right, Manny Machado.
I'd probably say no. I mean, honestly, you got other guys that are getting paid.
You're
getting another star back, superstar.
Who's already signed.
Right.
He signed, Machado signed. They're signed already.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him. If we win it this year, no. So you obviously got the Yankees beating the Astros, and, you know, that's obviously not a bad pick. It's going to be interesting. You know, we didn't make picks, you and me, before the playoffs began. I think you were off. So, you know what? I'm not going to make a pick.
That's fair.
I'm just going to enjoy the series without having to worry about who I got to pick.
I understand that, but I know we run out of time. Out of the four teams that are left, Phillies, Padres.
Who would I like to see win it?
Yeah, who do you like to see win it? Just who do we like to see win it? Pick a team.
Probably the Astros. Astros.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.